sitting in the morning.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I was talking about the Rudy Giuliani situation on yesterday. And got a call from one of our callers who wanted to basically correct me as I stated that it was not violent. The guy touched Rudy Giuliani on the back. And Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor, claimed that he could have died after a man slapped him on the back. You know, and so Rudy Giuliani yesterday doing an appearance on Real America's Voice with Steve Bannon, Giuliani recalled the alleged assault by a supermarket employee, Daniel Gill. "I'm okay. I mean, I'm in pain," Giuliani told Bannon. "The guy knocked me forward two or three steps. Luckily, I didn't fall." Giuliani said that he realized what was happening when the man who allegedly slapped him began yelling about abortion rights. "He started yelling at me that I'm a woman killer," he recalled. "We have to arrest him because we have got to make a point of this. These people can't keep doing this. I mean, I'm 78, 79. I don't even remember." Giuliani suggested that he could have died, citing an uncle who passed away from falling down. "The simple fact is they are violent and basically were not," the former mayor opined. "That's why January 6th is such an aberration and why I have my own thoughts about January 6th. So let's see. They, meaning Democrats, are violent. And the simple fact is that they are violent and basically were not. The former mayor opined, "That's why January 6th is such an aberration, because Republicans are not violent." Bannon observed that he had not seen any coverage of Giuliani's alleged attack on Fox News. Giuliani complained that Fox News had instead reported on Lee Zeldin, who is challenging his son for New York governor. But the fact that the mayor of New York, one of the only two living ex-mayors of New York, and probably, I'd sadly, modestly, the most famous, was assaulted and not even on Fox, Giuliani said. Even if Putin got assaulted, it would be on Fox. So Giuliani blames Fox News for not putting his assault, his alleged assault, on television. You know, even Fox News, as horrible as they are, knew there was no news there. You know, Fox News, as bad as they are, saw a man touch Giuliani on the back and not slap him. And as Giuliani claimed, it was a threat to his life. And yet, Fox News realized as bad as we are, we know that's not any news whatsoever. We know that nobody threatened Giuliani. The man didn't physically create any harm to Giuliani. Yes, he was arrested. And then, yes, he was released with no charge and third degree assault. So, nothing. Yeah, nothing. That's no charge whatsoever. What a waste of time. And maybe, you know, Giuliani will finally realize that his 15 minutes of fame is over. It was tied into Donald Trump. He's going to pay an ultimate price for it. And it's time for him to just go away. Now, here's what I want to talk about next. I was listening a little bit to Matt Flynn this morning, and he was talking about the Heritage Foundation. And I had planned on talking about the Heritage Foundation. And some of the other the Federalist Foundation. And I was wondering how much Americans really know about these foundations. And you can throw in the Bradley Foundation and others. And if you really, as Democrats, would spend some time reading about those entities, you'd understand exactly why the American people are under assault and why so many conservatives, so many Republicans have now swung in that direction. The average person on the right doesn't know anything about the Heritage Foundation or the Federalists, the Bradley Foundation. They're sheep. They don't know any better. But behind all of this are these groups that have organized, been organized for the better part of 30, 40 years. And they have finally gotten a foothold into controlling this nation. And that's why the nation is in such danger. You're not fighting just the average run-of-the-mill Republican who doesn't do anything more than follow what they see on Facebook or on Fox News. These are multi-billionaires who have organized and plan on domination of our government and the American people and have gotten inroads into that. And they're finally, after all of these years and decades, have finally gotten a toehold and control over this nation. Every day the Heritage Foundation is building an America where freedom, opportunity, prosperity, and civil society flourishes. This is the mission of the Heritage Foundation. Heritage's mission is to formulate and promote public policies based on the principles of free enterprise, limited government, individual freedom, traditional American values, and a strong national defense. What the hell is a traditional American value? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Can somebody please tell me the definition of a traditional American value? You know, the Heritage Foundation has their definition of it. I guarantee you it's not the same as what you may think. 844-967-2789. Now, here's theirs. Providing solutions, researching, developing, and promoting innovative solutions. This is the strategic priorities for the Heritage Foundation. Two, mobilizing conservatives, uniting the conservative movement to work together. Number three, training leaders, preparing future generations who will lead America. Now more than ever, the American people need a champion to preserve the great American experiment and everything good and just that it represents. That's why the Heritage Foundation exists. We champion policy solutions that benefit all Americans, but Heritage is also much more than a think tank. That's a little bit about the Heritage Foundation. Now, let me go to the Federalist Society. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And this is the danger that we all face in this society that I will state is more dangerous than any enemy outside of this government. It is these organizations that have controlled the political arena and atmosphere for those on the right. And their focus is not for what's on the best interest of the average Joe. Not you. I know you think that they're talking about you. But majority of you don't have any treasury bills. I mean, I don't think so. It may be one or two of you listening to have some T-bills. But this is not for you. But yet you are willing to follow it. Well, you're not following it because you don't even know it exists. You may have heard about it, but you haven't done any studying on it. And yet they've got you hook, line, and sinker because you'll blindly vote for this, which endangers the future of you and your children. Doesn't matter if you're a conservative. Again, you don't have the financial resources that for the people that they're talking about and the people that they're defending. Now, phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Now, here's what the Federalist Society is. And I was listening to Matt Flynn earlier today mentioning the Federalist Society. And I was saying, oh, man, what are the chances that at the same time I'm going to talk about the Federalist Society, Matt Flynn is talking about it. But never mind, never you mind. Matt is 100% correct. And even you as Democrats need to look into these kinds of things and then ask, where's the Democratic side to this? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.